number 10 and a big matchup coming up on the 104.5 The Zone High School Football Game of the Week as Lipscomb Academy plays host to CPA in a big Week 10 matchup. We're pleased to be joined by Lipscomb Academy head coach Trent Dilfer in his third season as the head coach of the Mustangs. Coach, great to talk with you. How are you today?
Thanks for having me. Fired up.
Absolutely. We are looking forward to this matchup. And I want to start on the offensive side of the football because I know with names like Luther Richson and Alex Broom that a lot of people talk about your skill position guys, your quarterback, and the maturation process for those two specifically in Broom and Richson. But I want to talk about your team's offensive line, specifically about what Jordan James said after you guys played Oakland, saying you're one of the most physical teams that he had played against. How much of y'all's success has not only been predicated by Luther Richson taking a step forward, but y'all's offensive line play that's been terrific as well?
It's a great question, and it's hard as a coach because you want to pour praise on everybody. And you said it on the top. Luther and Alex, obviously, are two of the best players in the country, not just the state. So we're so lucky to have them, and they've grown up so much. But they'd be the first to tell you that we're better this year because of our physicality. Our offensive line got a kid off the basketball court, turned him into a right tackle. He's become a dominant power five type right tackle. Luke Westerman, who's been a, you know, kind of a jack of all trades for us on the offensive line, where my 3 years has settled into left tackle. He's played really well there. We've had young kids step up. Chauncey Gooden, who's going to be a power five kid playing left guard for us. Ford Austin, another junior, is playing really well. Our center, Carson Pierman's played great the whole year. And then we have a transfer kid came in, playing right guard for us, Alex Valbuena, who's just been fantastic. So the offensive line's played well. They're continuing to get better. We know we got beat in the state finals because the other team was more physical than us. So we started on December 4th with a real mindset that we needed to be bigger, stronger, tougher, more physical, sustain blocks longer, get off blocks quicker on defense. And that's really been the point of emphasis.
It's obviously that's been the point of emphasis that's taken you throughout this season. But does that point kind of come to a head now against CPA? Because as you said, that was where you sort of identified that as maybe a weakness that we got to get fixed next season. Now you're playing that team that you lost to in the state championship.
Yeah, and we respect them so much. I mean, they beat us in the state finals and did it fair and square. I mean, they just played better than us. We're more physical, and we own that. We recognize that, and we've gone to work at fixing it. We're a much better football team than we were December 3rd of last year. I think everybody that watches us will say that, and we know it internally. But this is a great test. Like you can say it, you can show it versus other teams, but you got to show it versus the team that's the big dog, and CPA is the big dog. So we're locked and loaded for this test. We're excited about it. We know it's going to be an all day sucker. Our guys know that it's going to come down to the team that can, like I said, get off blocks quicker and sustain blocks longer.
Coach Luther Richardson, just his development has been on this upward trajectory all season long. He had one of the most ridiculous stat lines I've ever seen by a quarterback at any level last week, 20 of 26 touchdowns in the first half alone in the win over Etowah. How do you describe the work that he's put in behind the scenes to get to the point that he's at now, obviously with even more room to grow?
Yeah, and I can go all day, so I'll keep this quick. In all my time in football, and that is since I played with 7 guys that went to the NFL at Fresno State. I played with 11 Hall of Famers in the NFL on 9 years of television studying the greatest of the game. I've never been around or seen a player work harder than Luther Richardson. He dives into his craft, his position, his role as a leader harder than anybody I've ever seen. And because of that, we've been able to pour gasoline on his development. You know, we had a developmental plan for him when he showed up as a sophomore. It was kind of going on track. We felt really good about how he played last year, but we knew he had a lot of room for improvement. We knew he'd be good this year. I could never have predicted he would have developed at this rate. I think it really started in the spring. He took ownership of everything we did in the spring. Coaches had very little to do with anything we did in the spring. It was really our captains, and Luther spearheaded it. And then it carried over in the summer and the work in the summer, never missing a day, choosing to not go visit these Power Five schools and get offers, instead staying back on a Wednesday for a workout. I mean, he really has sacrificed a lot. People ask why he doesn't have every Power Five offer in the country. It's because he hasn't gone to any schools. He hasn't gone and chased offers. He figured that he had a mission. He was on a mission to help us get better, to be the best player he could be, and the rest would take care of itself. And by golly, he's right, because he's playing as well as any player in the country. And and all that other stuff will happen for him naturally.
Coach, everybody in football, of course, is looking for that Saban and Belichick method to build something that is sustainable for a long period of time. And I know now in your third season, you guys have really been able to sustain a lot of the success that you started. It's kind of been an incremental increase, right, from every year. What has been the biggest key for your staff, for you as a head coach, and for your program to be able to have this much success and build what you guys have over such a short amount of time?
I'd say buy-in and mindset, the buy-in from everybody. I remember my first time I ever addressed the community here at Lipscomb. Everybody was like, what's going on? This is dumb. Why is this NFL guy coming in here and he's talking crazy? And I said, if you just trust me, we'll get this thing done, but it takes everybody. And when I say everybody, it takes the janitor. Elkin, our janitor here, he's part of our tribe. He's treated like family. Our moms, our dads, our teachers, our administration, everybody is part of this, and it takes everybody to do it because people have to make a lot of sacrifices. This is a hard thing. And they have to be willing to make those sacrifices, for something bigger than themselves. And I think they've all had that mindset and that buy-in, and then the mindset of getting better every day. And I know it's cliche and I know it's been repackaged a lot of time, but we take it very serious here. Like, we are really, every single day they hear it from me, strength coach, their coaches, they're starting to say it now. What are we going to get better at today? We beat Knox Catholic 40-something to nothing. And we're feeling pretty good about that. Saturday, what are we going to get better at? We come off a big win against Pulaski Academy that Saturday. What are we going to get better at? That Monday, what are we going to get better at? These kids have bought into getting better at something every day, and I think that's going to carry over in their life. Complacency kills us all. I'm the worst culprit of all of us. And I've just known through time and age and making enough mistakes that you can't get complacent. You can't stay where you're at. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. And our kids, our coaches, our community has chosen to get better each day.
Coach, what's the biggest thing that you feel like you've learned about coaching, about being a high school head coach in your time? I'm curious if there's maybe just one or two things that you've maybe learned from year one, fast forwarding now in 2010 to year three.
I mean, I think there's 1,000 things I've learned. I learn every day. I'm included in trying to get better every day. I'm constantly, I've got notepads all over the place of things I'm trying to get better at each day. I think the biggest thing is every kid's and family situation is the biggest thing in their life. So it may not be the biggest thing to help us win a game Friday night, but to that family and to that kid, it's the biggest thing. If it's a lack of playing time, if it's a rep count in practice, if it's a school issue, if it's a girlfriend issue, whatever's going on in that family, to them, it's the most important thing. So it's got to be important to me. And you've got to be able to put in different buckets. Okay, we're grinding, trying to win a game Friday night, but we're also trying to raise great humans and co-parent with these parents and be a value add to their lives. And if they're going through something, then we need to go through something. And it's been great. As a parent, I've raised my kids. I've raised 3 daughters. They're off in college. It's been really fun to do it with boys. You know, I didn't get that chance. I lost my son when he was 5. So to be able to do that with boys and hurt with them and cry with them and laugh with them and have conflict with families, healthy conflict, has been good. And I think it's been probably the thing I'll take away most when my time coaching is over one day, that you can't neglect the feelings of that kid and that family, even though it may not be paramount to your success, it's paramount to them. Therefore, it's important.
It's certainly shown in your results up to this point this season, a 7-1 record, coach. But a few games ago at Oakland, 29-21, the loss at the Patriots. It's the only close game you guys have played this season. So even though you came out on the losing end, how valuable was it to play in a game that came down to the final possession? Because last time you played the CPA Lions, that was a pretty close shootout as well. So how critical was that for the development of your team this season?
Yeah, we've only really played in 3 close games since week 3 of last year. We won 1 against CPA here. We lost 1 the state championship, and then we lost to Oakland. And it's been something we've talked openly about. Again, we own our mistakes. We don't make excuses for them. We don't hide for them. We own them. And we've identified some things that have gotten us in trouble in the fourth quarter of close games. And by the way, it got us in trouble the game we beat CPA. You know, we had a 2-score lead in that game that dwindled down to a 1-score lead. So we know we got to play better in the fourth quarter. The only excuse I'll make, and this may be an excuse, and I'm fine if people call it an excuse, we can't find anybody to play us that will go 4 quarters with us. Nobody will play us in Middle Tennessee. We're having to go to Arkansas. We're having to go to Alabama. We're having to go to Georgia to find games. I take my hat off to Knox Catholic. They're the only AAA school that was willing to play us. I don't like that. That leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I think the MBAs and the Ensworths won't return calls of mine. I think those teams should play us. If they want to get better, then play us, because we're pretty darn good. We know you're good. We're good. Let's go play each other in the regular season. Let's harden each other for our regional games. Let's harden each other for the playoffs. But for some reason, I can't get a phone call back from these teams. So we're finding the best opponents we can possibly find countrywide. We're better than them. So we end up playing our starters half the game. And now our kids are playing 35 to 38 snaps a game instead of 70. We want to play 70 snap games. We want our kids to have more tape. We want to be hardened. We want to be better in the fourth quarter. So now we've had to replicate that in practice. But I sure love to do it on Friday nights.
So you've been able to develop some depth there as well. And Will brought up the offensive line off the top. This is my last thing, Coach. We know the Alex Brooms, the Luther Richardsons, the Junior Sherrills, what they've done for you this season. But who are people not talking about with the Lipscomb Academy Mustangs, besides the big guys up front that have been so critical, whether it's on defense or a skill position? Who is nobody talking about for the Mustangs?
Bo Dawson. Bo Dawson's as good as tight ends there is in the state. He's been highly productive for us. Has made huge plays in big games. He's a dominant inline defender. He's so good that we had a five-star tight end move in from California because his parents relocated to Nashville, and he's not playing that much tight end. He's playing defensive end for us. So Bo Dawson's been tremendous. Sam Roush, the player I'm talking about, is really our only two-way player. He's primarily a defensive end, has been probably the best defensive end in Tennessee this year. I don't say probably. He is the best defensive end in Tennessee this year. And we'll go to Stanford and probably start 4 years at tight end for them. So we use him at tight end. He caught two touchdowns for us last week. And then somebody nobody talks about, it's really helped our physicality offensively, is Carlin Walker. Carlin Walker was a defensive lineman for us last year that we transitioned to fullback. He's been dominant as a fullback. He can run the football. I think he's averaging 10 yards per carry. He can catch the ball in the backfield, and he's a hammer as a blocker. So gives us a lot of versatility in the packages we can play, the versatility of runs. We can throw the ball, move the pocket, RPO. We can do a lot of stuff with all of our packages. They're all smart kids. And then, by the way, we've said this, we've gone this whole interview and haven't talked about one of the best receivers in the state that hasn't played for us all year, in Coleman Baker. Coleman Baker's legit 4.56 laser time by Nike, verified this offseason. Elite ball skills, will go play football for a long, long time. Think Hunter Renfro for the Las Vegas Raiders. Very similar athlete, very similar body type. He's been hurt the whole year, so we get him back. We're excited about having Coleman back in the mix. We'll work him in slowly. But we're trying to play our best as the weather changes. That's kind of been our theme. Luckily, it changed this week. So we're hoping to be at our best this week as the weather's starting to take a turn.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great a fall night this Friday at Lipscomb Academy as the Mustangs host CPA. Always great to catch up with Lipscomb Academy head coach Trent Dilfer. You can hear that matchup this Friday night on 104.5 The Zone. Coach, always a pleasure, and we look forward to a fun one Friday night.
Thanks for having me.
Getting you ready for week number 10. It's CPA at Lipscomb Academy here on 104.5 The Zone. We are pleased to be joined by CPA head coach Ingle Martin as we get you ready for this matchup. Coach, great to talk to you. How excited are you guys for this big matchup and for really the final couple games of the season? Hard to believe we're already here.
Yeah, we're certainly excited. You know, our kids know that our region is the most important thing for us. And the way everything shakes out, this is the de facto region championship game based on how the rest of the region's fallen. And so there's a lot riding on it as far as home field advantage and just being where you want to be in November. So that's what our kids get excited about, and we'll be fired up Friday.
Well, Coach, we're excited to have you guys back on our station since that win over Brentwood Academy at the beginning of the season. Fast forwarding now to week 10, where have you felt like your team has made the biggest improvement over the course of this season?
That's a great question. I think it's just been continued development, just as each individual and then as each group and then as each unit, starting with just kids taking responsibility for what they've got, in whatever their assignment is, and then each group working together, communicating, and then playing offense and defense and special teams together. You know, that's our hope, is that we have 11 guys playing as one. And then, you know, the guys that aren't in are paying attention and ready to go when their moment arrives. And that's really what football is about, is great communication and great teamwork. And so I think from August until now, that's what we've been working on. Had a good week last week with our bye week to work on a few things, and just excited for these last two games.
Coach, how have you guys tried to utilize the week off that you've had in preparation for this matchup?
Well, our week off is really, you know, about rest and recovery. You know, we did a few things, like I said a second ago, that just let us, you know, again, work on us. You know, how are we getting better? You know, for our kids, you know, getting a couple of days where they can go and forget about football and hang out with their families and get some time to relax is I think really important, and not just for kids, but for the coaches and for everyone, honestly. And so that's really what we wanted it to be. And so we got back here Monday afternoon and got right back to work, and they know this is kind of a stretch run. You know, everything goes as planned. You got 7 weeks left, and we're 2 days into that 7 weeks. And so that's the hope, is to be ready to be our best right now.
Coach, obviously you guys share a region. You have a lot of common opponents, and those are the ones that matter the most. But the one that everybody kind of circled for both teams was the matchup against the Oakland Patriots, right? For both CPA and Lipscomb Academy, you guys come away with a narrow loss, a one possession loss right at the goal line, as did Lipscomb earlier on in the year. How did your team get better? What did you guys learn from that lone loss of the season at the Oakland Patriots?
Well, you know, we had that game scheduled, I don't know when it was. It was one of our last games and one of Oakland's last games. You know, Coach Creasy obviously is going to have a great team. You know, they're, that's what I said after that game. They're number one for a reason. They didn't make any mistakes in that game. They played championship football. And for us, we made a few mistakes. So we get to go and learn from those and go back to the drawing board and be able to correct it and see, you know, just the things that are the difference. But the part that I was really proud of, and that's how we measure success here, is how we control the things that we control, which is our effort and attitude. Our effort was amazing that Friday night on offense, on defense, special teams. So that was really for us a great step. Obviously our kids are disappointed, felt like they had a chance to win the game. You know, felt like it was really our game. But again, you know, championship teams go in and don't make a whole lot of mistakes. And so for us, we got to limit those. And for Oakland, they did a really good job of capitalizing on it. And then, you know, came down to that last play, which was a phenomenal learning experience for everybody. And just proud of the way our kids kept fighting.
Coach, your senior class has been so terrific over the course of their time at CPA, and specifically Langston Patterson and Cade Law, two of those leaders at quarterback and running back, and of course linebacker for you guys as well. How excited are you kind of for them to get that last chance, that last 7 weeks that you mentioned, specifically for this group that has done so many good things for your program? How excited is this senior class to kind of lead your team into another one of these playoff runs?
I think they're really excited. You know, every team at CPA for us is a unique group, as it is everywhere, but we really try to separate each year. You know, nothing really matters about last year or next year. You know, the 2021 team is a unique group, and that's really what we've been focused on. These guys have been a part of three other unique groups. This is now their fourth one, and this is the one that they get to lead. And so every year we really try to make sure that these kids that are seniors understand this is a leadership opportunity. And so these kids have done a great job. They've got a lot of experience in those other games in those other years, but this year is a new one for them because they're the ones that, that are leading it, that are setting the tone at practice, in the weight room, in the hallways, walking the hallways. How are they loving their classmates in the hallways? How are they interacting with their teachers, with the other students on campus? That's really what for us makes a successful team. And then, you know, the biggest thing is just, it doesn't matter. You know, this is my 11th year. You want to spend as much time with these guys as possible. And so we're really looking forward to it and soaking it in these last however many weeks that the Lord bless us with to be around them and get to build those relationships. You know, in 7 weeks and a day, you know, These guys will never be in the same room together. I mean, even at the banquet, somebody's going to be missing, you know, for whatever reason. And so this is the last chance you get to be in the room together. So we're going to soak it up, enjoy it. You know, at CPA, it's about building these relationships. A lot of these kids have played together since fifth and sixth grade. And so getting to watch them grow up together and the way that they've grown as friends has been really cool to watch. And Friday night is really just about them going out and enjoying that.
Coach, going into this matchup, on the flip side of things, are there any underclassmen or some new guys who have impressed you this season? Or any players who have kind of surprised you over the course of this year and have stepped into more prominent roles now as we head into Week 10?
Yeah, I think the guy that's been there all year is Bo Berklow. You know, he started as a sophomore for us, playing kind of tight end fullback, and this year he stepped into a linebacker role as well. But he's a great player, has had a great attitude, really mature and handles things well. You know, the biggest thing for him is, you know, he's in a leadership role now as a junior, and you know, he'll have another crack at it next year. But just done a great job. You know, London Humphreys has emerged for us as a receiver. And he actually surprised us all by being able to kick the ball in the end zone and be able to punt it. He had never really kicked before in his life. And we put him out there against Macon County, and his first kickoff went into the end zone. We're like, you know, this kid's a different animal as far as just athletic ability. And so he's done a really good job. And then, you know, we've got a bunch that are helping out in places that aren't really seen. And for us, that's the important piece is who are those guys helping out in practice, providing depth. And then, you know, if they're needed on the scout team, they're out there giving their best effort. And so we're excited because when we have good teams, it's not just because of the seniors, it's because those underclassmen have really stepped up and stepped into their role and taken it on as well as they possibly can.
Coach, you've been preparing for the Lipscomb Academy Mustangs now for nearly 2 weeks. Just how difficult has it been to try and pinpoint a weakness or something you can take advantage of for a group that's just got so much talent at each position group?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, blocking and tackling, right? And so it really doesn't matter what's in front of us. You know, we got to be able to block it and we got to be able to tackle it. And, you know, I think they have some players that obviously make that difficult, but you know, I think we played some pretty good teams and pretty good collections of players this year to get us ready for it. But you know, football is a pretty simple game when you get down to it. And for us, it's blocking and tackling. And if we do those things and do all the cliches that everybody talks about that makes you guys pull your hair out as reporters, because the coach doesn't give you anything. That's what leads to playing successful football. That's why Bill Belichick and Nick Saban every week say the same thing, because it really can't be about much more than blocking and tackling. I mean, that's football.
Coach, you haven't played at home in over a month. So at this point, this will be y'all's fourth consecutive road game, and certainly a hostile environment and one of the tougher opponents you've played all year in Lipscomb Academy. What type of mentality has this team had to take constantly being on the road for this backstretch of the season?
I just think the kids enjoy playing together. And so whether we're playing, you know, at home or away, our kids enjoy playing together. They know that these opportunities are now numbered. You know, last year was the easiest year of pregame speeches I ever had, because literally every game was, you don't know if this will be your last game this year because of COVID. But really that's a mantra that we've tried to kind of have permeate through our team. Is just every week's a gift. Go enjoy it. Friday night's about the kids. It's not about any adult. It's about the kids going out there and having fun. It's high school football. How are they learning and how are they growing from their success and from their failures? And whether that's at home, on the road, I mean, that's part of it, man. That's what makes it fun, is being able to go and do it, you know, at other places. And so these kids will be excited, you know, they'll be fired up. The air gets sucked out a little bit when you guys have all these broadcasting timeouts and all that kind of stuff, because it's a little bit different for high school kids, but they'll be excited.
Coach Engel Martin with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Really looking forward to this matchup between CPA and Lipscomb Academy here in the Zone Game of the Week in Week 10. Coach, always great to catch up with you, and best of luck Friday night.
Yeah, thank you guys so much, and you guys do a great job. Really appreciate your professionalism, and hopefully you guys will be covering high school football for a while longer, but I'm afraid you guys are going to get pulled to something a little bit more big time, but we're glad we got y'all while we do.
You guys are big time, Coach. I don't know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's right.
We appreciate it.